Well, good morning. It is 8:29 on Saturday, November the 2nd, 2024. Let me... close that window. Everything is on airplane mode. Put it in my pocket. Yeah, it's 8:30 Saturday morning. November the 2nd, 2024. Cloudy, mostly cloudy. There's a lot of blue sky and there's a lot of clouds. They're all high, thin. There's no dark clouds, it's all white clouds. And cold. It's a chilly one this morning. 28 degrees Fahrenheit. It's, I don't know what that is. Minus something Celsius. 2 maybe. Oh, Jesus. My nose has not stopped running since May. So, yeah, first walk of the new month. I walked 32 miles last month. I thought I need a better way to get myself moving. I really need to do the walk more often. I barely walked half the month last month. 16 out of 31 days. And, so yeah, 32 miles. Woo, sounds good to realize it's 32 miles out of a potential 60. What, 62? Yeah, barely half. I need to do better. So my goal for November, and whether I make it or not, is up for grabs. Listen to me swishing through the leaves like a 12-year-old. Like a 5-year-old. Anyway. Yeah, 40 miles. If I walk 40 miles, it's 20 days. It's 2 out of 3. I've already missed one. So I have to walk 2 more days before I can even think about skipping a day. And ideally, I'm going to walk 2 more days. And then 2 more. Before I skip a day. And we'll see how this works out. I don't know. 2 out of 3 days. If I walk 2 out of 3 days, I'll have reached 40 miles for the month, which is not bad. Which is not bad. It's certainly an improvement. Well, an improvement over October. I think I walked almost that much. In September. I counted them, but I can't remember now what I got. Anyway, I'm up, I'm out, I'm moving, I'm walking. I'm looking forward to baking some bread this afternoon. I've got some, well, later this morning, actually, probably when I get home. Depends on who's awake. I got some new yeast. It's active yeast instead of instant yeast. Red Star instead of Fleischmann's. I don't think it's going to make all that much difference. To be honest, I don't think it's going to make any difference at all in terms of flavor, taste profile, or anything like that. Even if it does, it's probably going to be too subtle for me to be able to tell. But I'm anxious to see what it does in terms of developing the dough. I suspect it's going to slow it down a little bit, but I don't know how much. Once it gets activated, I don't know if it's going to act any differently than the instant yeast. Perhaps a little bit. I also don't know how much difference it is in terms of weight per volume. I got a I can't find Red Star here locally in the store anywhere other than little cheap, very expensive packets. Of course, I haven't gone door to door, market to market to look for it, but in my normal shop, it's not there. At least not in any quantity. So, yeah, I went to Amazon. And Red Star is really easy to find. It's a very large brand. I also went with Saf. When I get through this pound, I may go back and try a Saf just to see if it's any different. But I bought a pound for like $9, probably $10 with shipping. Because while they did have the 4 ounce bottle, the 4 ounce bottle was $8. And I'm like, I'm too cheap. I'm too cheap to pay $8 for a jar. When I can get a pound four times that amount for a dollar more. So yeah, it's good until sometime in 2026, I think. So I've got a while to use it up. But I got to thinking about it. We're talking about it with the kids the other night. So how much bread I have baked since I started baking bread. And I started messing around with sourdough in March of 2023. And I kept playing with it and playing with it and playing with it until I finally realized it. My mouth didn't really appreciate it anymore. I don't know if that's still the case. I keep saying I'm going to reinvigorate my starter and keep not doing it. It's a couple of things that I would do very differently this time than I did last time. Not the least of which is make sure I have two jars so that I can always start the fresh one in a clean jar. But yeah, I baked a lot of bread and I still find it satisfying. Go figure. I also bought myself, I don't know if I mentioned this before, I bought myself a butter dish so I can have butter on my toast instead of the mixed oil and butter or God help me, margarine. And in terms of saturated fat and all the rest of it, it's probably not the best thing for me, but I'm 72 years old and I'm going to eat butter on my toast. I can actually taste butter. I know. Of all of the things, butter. I can taste butter. I can taste the difference between margarine and butter on my toast, which is probably the most subtle differentiation I could have possibly imagined, and yet I can. Where I have trouble differentiating hot water from coffee. Yeah, well. Good morning. And good morning to you too. Yes, very excited. Blue Jay having a fit. So yesterday was the first Friday in November, which has taken on sort of an odd place in the fountain pen world. It's International Fountain Pen Day. It's like, really? There's such a thing? And all fountain pen stores have like Black Friday sales on ink and pens and covers and cases and anything, paper, anything fountain pen. And I thought, well, that could be fun. So I've been thinking about it for a couple of days and thinking, okay, what would I, you know, trying to lay down some ground rules, some sideboards. how much into this I'm going to get. I already have an eBay problem in terms of all of the pens that I have bought off of eBay. Most of them work. Most of them work. Most of them are really interesting. Most of them are pretty good. But the idea of having a new pen, I think I bought, did I buy one or two? I thought I only bought one. I might have bought two. I bought a Waterman Allure when I realized I had all of these Waterman cartridges and no pen to use them in. Since then, I won an auction for a Waterman Phileas, which is, I love that pen. It's a beautiful, old school, cigar-shaped pen. The Waterman, on the other hand, is, I'm coming up on it, get ready, sit with me, monk post. The Allure is a metal stick. It's slightly tapered. It's a really nice pen. It writes wonderfully. It's very clean. It's very smooth. It's a no-nonsense kind of pen where it's like you plug a cartridge in and go. And it writes. And it doesn't leak. It's not a particularly broad nib, but it's also not an extra fine spider web thin. It's a beautiful pen. I love it. It's one of the pens that I keep pretty much inked all the time. I've uninked it. I've dried it out, cleaned it out a couple of times. And then I always go back to it. It's like, well, I need a pen I can rely on. And that one I can rely on. It's solid enough I can stick it in my pocket and not worry about it. But it's long. I don't like putting it in my pocket because it's just a little too large. There are pocket pens, and the one that most people recommend is a Kawiko Sport. So I thought, well, okay, this is something I can shop for. It's an expensive $30. But I could get it on sale for maybe 20% off. All right, let's do this. And so I did. I bought a couple of bottles of ink. I found a Kawiko Sport in black, which is the one I wanted. It's a tough little plastic nugget of barrel cap and a fairly small ink reservoir. It's mostly for, you know, writing, you know, quick notes, jotting down ideas. Like when I'm walking, if I wanted to make a note on paper instead of on my phone, or write on the envelope when I collect seeds and stuff, that would be the pen. It's a field pen. Solid, rugged, no messing about. There's nothing fancy about it. It's a pen. Holds a nib and has ink. And a really rugged body. So, yeah, I got one of those. I've been looking for good blue. And I found the red that I wanted, and I couldn't. The first place I went shopping didn't have it in stock. They normally stock a Diamond Red Dragon. Diamond. And it was out of stock. It's a popular drink, apparently. But the second place had it, so I got a bottle of that. I got a bottle of almost the blue that I wanted. I forget now. Oxford Blue is the one I was looking for. I was looking for Sherwood Green. Oh, no. I got the, for the blue, there's actually a custom limited edition Fountain Pen Day blue ink from Colorverse, which is one of the big ink makers. It's my first Fountain Pen Day. I have to have the limited edition blue. It looks like a good blue, too. So I was looking for a good blue, something a little less anemic than the limey blue, something closer to a diamond, Oxford blue, or majestic. So I got a blue, I got a red, I got a green. I did not find my Klingner and Ronin, my K and R. What was that color? Sherwood Green, Diamond Sherwood Green is oh, Verdura. Yeah, they had it, but I didn't see it till after I'd already ordered my other one. So I ordered the Sherwood Green, and we'll call it good. So I've got a green, I got a red, I got a blue. I got actually the blue, and I got two different reds and two different greens because I was shopping in two different stores. Yeah, okay, so it got away from me, all right? But it was like an extra $10, so bite me. So I had Fountain Pen Day yesterday. It was fun. It was a little retail therapy, if nothing else. And yeah, I spent a lot of time with Roger yesterday, too. He had a lot of new words, but I found a lot of wrong words. I'm really liking the change-up in this story. I'm really liking how this story is coming together. I need to reestablish my ground rules for writing, I think. A lot like the walking. Give me something small that I can shoot for every day. Like 2 out of 3 days walking. Okay, that's 40 miles a month. That's pretty good. Especially with the weather. The season. Yeah, my lips are all sticking together. My mouth is dry. Nose is running. Wine a little more. Can I get a cheese to go with this wine? So yeah, the last couple of days have been kind of fun. I'm still reading Wayside Inn, God help me. And there's a bunch of reasons, not the least of which is, as I'm reading in Wayside Inn, I'm seeing stuff in the story. That makes me want to, okay, I got to go right now. I got to go right now. Like, stop reading and go right. Right now. Which is really good. I really like having it inspire me. And this is a little blue flower. It's still blooming, even in the sub-freezing temperatures. And it's still green. It's quite It's quite lovely. I wonder what it is. So yeah, I started book seven. Started book seven this morning, and I think it goes to 11. By the time I get to 11, there may be 12. I don't know, and I honestly don't care. I found Sunken Spaceship. That was a pretty good read. I like that. The unsuspecting human finding a spaceship and flying off into the stars. A venerable trope. And it was a lot of fun. There are more books in the series. Like, there's two more books. It's a trilogy so far. But I went right back to, right back to Wandering Inn. It is, even with the sun shining on me, it's cold. It's cold here this morning. It's going to get colder. I got to suck it up. I got to figure out how I can make this work. Maybe I buy some Yeti tracks for my boots or something. Because I could do the treadmill. But if I do the treadmill, then like everybody has to stop using their computers for an hour. I either need to do something with that, or I need to clean out the other room so that I can put the treadmill in a different place so it's not on the same circuit as all the computers. It's little details, honest to God. I make my life so difficult. The new van is coming. It's sweet. It's nice. I like it. We now have two relatively modern cars as opposed to two ancient clunkers, which coming into the winter season is a really good feeling. I probably still need to replace the water heater, but I can wait another month. What I really need to do is get this cat out the door. And if we can get the draft done and get it to Karen by the end of the year, God, my life would feel so much less conflicted, honestly. And I chose this. I wanted to be a writer for years and years and years, and now I am. Living proof of the adage, be careful what you wish for. Anyway, I guess where I am. If you guessed the back gate, you'd be right, because I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.